Any question? Who is ready to give some answers?
Isabel.
What is the... Who is Isabel?
Who's Isabel? I think she's sitting beside the other guy who hasn't been here for about 6 weeks or so.
The question is, what is the meaning of translation?
Change positions.
Change position?
I think so.
What is position? What's the position?
Location.
Change order.
Change location. What?
What is the location you're changing? Because to me, translation means changing the form. Trying to keep the essence by changing the form. You translate it from one language to another. Each language is a form, right? So translation would be changing the form. Here Nicholson, what is he doing? Changing the form of that language to another one, right? Okay, if you're changing the form, how much you should waste to keep the appearance of the forms similar if you're changing the form? You see, there is a poem written in a language, right? Whether it has a form. By form, I mean all means of form. Means the form of the alphabet, the form of writing, the form of the language, the form and limitations and order of poetic language in that language. These are all forms, right? So if I translate a quatrain from Persian language, why should I try to make it quatrain in the second language? Should I? If it relays some meaning, yes, if in that quatrain these four pieces are put together in a composition that by that composition a meaning could be relayed, yes. For example, if that quatrain is a simple question, wrong answer, changing the question, right answer found. This kind of dialogue, right? I write it this way, okay, you translate it to another language, you could try to do the same, make it four pieces like this. What if it is not? Then what? Because that's the dilemma that some of you are facing and all of you unknowingly are facing. You're looking at Nicholson, right? At the right-hand side, you will see these Persian form, which the first impression you get from looking at the Persian one, what's the first impression you get?
Smaller.
They are equal, right?
Oh.
Exactly. Yeah. Form. I'm talking about form. Forget the essence here. Because you should be aware of form. You know that we are going to... Please. We are going to speak lengthily about this. In book 2, Rumi will talk about it. Form and the essence. And the subject of form and the essence is the most talked subject in art and philosophy. Because whatever you're looking at has a form and has an essence. Which one is which, and the values. The values in this school of thought that we are studying, Rumi will say, the form is not worth it at all. Because the form is not permanent, it's temporary. Essence is permanent. But the only way you could change the essence is by trying to change the form. Therefore, you need the form. It will bring, it will give you the perfect example. It will say, a prayer. What is a prayer? A formality. Some forms. You stand in a particular position. You pronounce particular words. Sometimes the words that you don't know the meaning of. They're Latin, they're, in our case, they're Arabic, Quranic, and things like that. And you bow, you stop. What are these? These are nonsense. But these are the stuff that will change your character. This is the only way. So, form is not primary for us, but it's not useless or worthless. Because by form we do that. Okay. Here, one of the problems we have is understanding the form of this kind of poetic language. I don't know if any one of you knows that nowadays nobody, almost nobody, thank you, except for maybe practicing or some old guys like me, would write something like this. This form you see. This equality I noticed, you didn't. I know that all the Persian poems are not like this. Recently, less than 100 years ago, even less than that, they revolted. Somebody stood up and said, I'm fed up with this, I don't like it. Because this is a form that I will say what I need to say, then there is one space missing over there. I have to put a nonsense over there to make it equal. What is this equality? And it was not easy, because a generation stood up defending the tradition, blah, 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 all that. Now, we have the free form of poetic language, as you have. You have the almost equal, and you have the different one. Now it's like that, and it was influenced by French culture mainly, because the guy I'm talking about, he learned French, and he realized that it could be changed. We are facing this old one, right? It is a form. Therefore, sometimes there is something there that was filling the space. In the case of this form, there is, means in Iranian language, in all the books, you will find some words over there that normally we don't use anymore. Imagine that if for somewhere there was some Latin word added to maybe chi somewhere. That chi at the beginning, no one understands, no one uses, but it will be used if chi somewhere will fit, somewhere doesn't fit. The magic is here. This is a genius master that didn't care about it even. Someone who will say, I'm busy thinking about the rhyme. And my beloved will say, hey, you, don't think about anything inside me. And beside visiting me, this is sort of translation of that. And he's so genius that he used all those gaps and left to be filled spaces with some another hint to emphasize on some point and thing like that. These stuff are not translated. This stuff will be missed. This is one dilemma before talking about the